Hi, I'm Carl Azuz. Happy to see you this Tuesday for 10 minutes of world events. We've got some news out of the war-torn nation of Syria leading off our show. Russia has been involved in the conflict. Since last September, it's been launching airstrikes that military analysts say have helped the Syrian government forces of President Bashar al-Assad. Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced his military would pull out of Syria starting today. The Russian leader says his nation's goals in Syria have been reached. The announcement was made at the same time that peace talks resume. They involve Syria's government, different rebel groups, and international officials. And some analysts say the Russian withdrawal is a sign that President Putin is now pushing Syria's leader to reach a political settlement and end the nation's five-year-old civil war.
Moving through rebel-held northern Syria is difficult and dangerous. As foreign journalists in areas with a strong jihadist presence, we had to travel undercover to see a war few outsiders have witnessed. The city of Idlib is the only provincial capital under rebel control. This was its courthouse until it was hit by an airstrike in December. Dozens were killed. 40-year-old lawyer Talal Al-Jawi told us he was inside the building when it was hit. His arm was smashed, but he was lucky to survive.
The Russian planes target anything that works in the interest of the people. The goal is that people here live a destroyed life, that people never see any good, that they never taste life. This is the tax of living in a liberated area.
An hour later, we saw that tax for ourselves while filming in a town nearby. We heard the scream of fighter jets wheeling overhead. Moments later, a hit.
There was just an airstrike here in the town of Ariha, so we're now driving very quickly. It's not clear yet what was hit, but we are hearing that there are still planes in the sky.
Arriving on the scene, our team found chaos and carnage. Russia has repeatedly claimed it is only hitting terrorist targets. This strike hit a busy fruit market.
This is just a civilian market. This is not a military area.
There are no military installations here or anything. It's a market. Look, it's a market. A fruit market. Is this what you want, Bashar?
We couldn't stay long. Often jets circle back to hit the same place twice. It's called a double tap. The strikes on Ariha that day killed 11 people, among them a woman and two children. Rescue workers wasted no time in clearing away the rubble. In this ugly war, massacres have become routine.